gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I wanna win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our all sports edition, and it's the first non-football weekend since August. We got a little teaser next week with a minor little game, and then it's summertime, and we got a long time before we see football. Now, that doesn't stop Las Vegas from keeping the board filled. We're coming to you from the WatchEveryGame.com studios, NCAA hoops, NHL, NBA. It does not matter. Never again miss a game that you have a couple bucks on. Go to watcheverygame.com. I am second half Chaz. We've got Steve helping out on the board. And this week we have Johnny D in-house.
Hey, man, you missed the bull rush into the studio. I just want to warn you, I'm in an exceptionally good mood this morning. And I just have one question for you. What do Jameis Winston, Drew Brees, Marcus Mariota, Blake Bortles, Peyton Manning, Alex Smith, Derek Carr all have in common?
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to be watching them play the Chargers in San Diego this year. Big news yesterday. I got the Bolts for one more year. At least I think they're going to be here forever. So just let me know if I need to pull back on the stick a little.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. There'll be some opinions on the Farmers Open here in La Jolla. We got UFC from New Jersey. We've got Pages. And Pages of props from the Superbook at the Westgate Las Vegas. I gave those to Johnny just now. They made a thump when I dropped them on the desk. And there's not one, but two Kentucky Derby prep races this afternoon. We'll cover both of those with the Withers and the Holy Bull. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call. 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Hey, let's go out to Hector. Morning, Hector.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
So what's on your sports buffet menu this weekend besides the Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin Bowl?
I don't even consider that a game. I'm actually working Torrey Pines this weekend up at the golf course. I'm doing the maintenance up there, so I got to see all the great players Thursday and Friday, so I'm all stoked.
Well, that's a good segue because I've got the third round matchups here. So throw out a name that you think's got a shot of having a good day, and we'll see who they're rolling against.
Yeah, I like Mickelson. I mean, he's got the home court advantage here, and I think Jason Day is kind of like still messed up from the flu, and obviously Tiger's not been Tiger for years. But I'm going with lefty here.
Hey, whoa. Hey, he didn't make the cut, my friend. Sorry to tell you that. Jason Day, the defending champ from last year, did not make the cut. Ricky Fowler's out. Jason Day won the tournament last year, didn't make the cut. It's going to be a great day for golf.
Yeah, but you know what? What are they talking about since you're on the front lines of maintenance? Are they talking about rain on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. They're talking about rain on Sunday, and they might clear up for Monday. So we might have 36 holes on Monday.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right, buddy.
Hey, real quick.
Before I
let you guys go, I know I'm going to save my – I think I already gave it away last week with Denver. I'm going to go with Denver or on the Super Bowl, +4.5. But what do you guys think? Golden State is going to break the Bulls record for 72 games or what?
Well, I know that they talked about it online that they had that prop, you know, in Vegas, Johnny, with will they get to 73. Let me tell you right now that I watched them the other night, and they were shooting bad. And I went to bed, and when I woke up, they had won by 20.
Yeah, I think I personally think that record's going down. I've never seen a team play like Golden State's playing.
And you know, Marvin from Las Vegas, Hector, you've heard him. We talked this week, and he was talking about that. They just don't have any weaknesses, and even when, like, one of the guards is struggling, the other guy will pick it up. If Curry's off, Thompson picks it up. And the bottom line is, in seven games, who's going to beat them four times?
Exactly, exactly. I think I got them for the finals. I'm iffy still on them breaking the Bulls record. But when they get going, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters, guys. Anyway, I got to start getting into
the. All right, go to work, buddy. Have a good day out there at the Torrey Pines. You know what, Johnny D, if you got to spend the day somewhere working, Torrey Pines ain't a bad way to do
beautiful.
It.
And speaking of Golden State, there'll be a prop next week on the Super Bowl. You gave me the list here, 400 different prop bets. That's one of them. Who's going to score more points, Golden State or Denver, I think?
Right. Yeah, or no, probably one of the guards, yeah, Seth Curry the team.
Yeah,
the team or one guy. All right, so let's head out to the East Coast. We're going to go out to Rhode Island. Maybe the little state in the country, but it's sure. Well, I think Delaware is actually a little smaller. But we'll have UFC guy Billy V's from Delaware. So we got the two little states kicking butt today. What's up, Zig?
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
So did you get a chance to look at either of the Withers or the Holy Bull today?
I looked at the Holy Bull, and as usual, these Derby prep races, they got 5-6 horses in a race. You don't even want to bet them. When you look at it, there's three horses you can't even bet. Frontier Ranger, Fellowship, and Perfect Saint. You can't even bet those horses. So it leaves you with three horses to bet, and that's either Conquest Biggie, who's won both of his races on a sloppy track, and he's bred to love a sloppy track. So outside of a sloppy track, I wouldn't even, if he wasn't sloppy, I wouldn't even play him. So that leaves you two horses, the two favorites. And if I was forced to bet the race, I'd bet Green Point Crusader. I wouldn't even bet the race, but if I was forced to, that's who I would play.
Yeah, they've got the 2 at 6 to 5. They got the 5. These are the morning lines at 8 to 5, and the sloppy horse is 7 to 2.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, these prep races, they need to do something to have more horses come into these prep races. I don't know what the answer is, but you'll see it out in Santa Anita when you get to the Santa Anita races, prep races. You're going to see the same stuff.
No, and Zig, it really is one of the issues we talk about with horse racing. There's too many races. There's not enough horses in the fields. And it just it takes away, don't get me wrong. If you're one of the six guys that owns the horse, yeah, for you it's okay. But for everybody else, like you said, it just doesn't give you any opportunities. And think about it. If this is the best race on the card, The other races are going to be ugly.
Yeah. In fact, something I was just going to tell you, that I looked at a couple of the other races on the card, even the Swale Stakes, another race, 6 horses in the race.
Yep.
So you can't even bet that race, But I looked at, there's a couple of horses that I did look at on the card, and in the 7th race, I like the 1. It's a maiden race on the grass. You should bet both sides for the grass. I think the horse will take to the turf, and he's 15-1. I'm going to play the 1 in the 7th race at Gulfstream, and then in the 10th race, I'm playing the 9. Amy's Mesa, another maiden race, I believe, on the grass. Oh, no, that's not a maiden race. That's a Philly grass race.
So it's the 7th, like, and these are both at Gulfstream?
Yep, the 7th race, I like the 1, 15-1, and in the 10th race, I like the 9. I believe she was 8-1.
There you go. The problem with horse racing, and you and I have talked about it throughout the year as we cover horse racing on its big days. On its big days, the Derby Day, the Preakness, the Belmont, the girls and the boys Breeders' Cup. So you got 5 days where you're going to have some quality. But the problem is they run 361 other days as well.
Yep, that's right.
And you just can't do it. Now, you don't see the Knicks trying to play 365 games,
Yeah.
The Padres probably could. It wouldn't impact their record any. All right, buddy. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Good luck.
Have a good one.
Yeah, Johnny, it's funny because we're out here and we've got Del Mar, okay?
One of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah, and Del Mar, remember they used to run 6 days and they cut back to 5 days and they used to have 9 to 10 races. Now some days they have 8 races. But with Del Mar, with Saratoga up in New York, you've got places there that it isn't a problem if you're low-quality racing because the ambiance and the racetrack and the fun is worth it. But if you're at you know, Hollywood's gone. But if you're at Santa Anita or Hollywood when it was open, or Belmont or Aqueduct, you know what? There's guys sleeping on the ground with newspapers on top of them and stuff. You want to have a little more quality in your race, and it's tough. But hopefully Joe from Connecticut is also going to call in, and I think he's going to be covering the Withers with us. So we'll have both of those prep races. And, you know, it's exciting. They're at a point now where, let's see, we've got the road to the Kentucky Derby schedule in front of us, and we're 16 of the 19 races will be done. Next week is there's one race, and the week after that there's a couple. And then after that, once we get into February, Johnny, we're talking about some really, real, really good horses. So real quick, we've got just a minute or so before break. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little more horse racing with Joe from Connecticut. Right now, Johnny, any of those props jumping out at you?
400 to go through. there's one prop I caught right away. The first score of the game, Panthers defense or special teams, plus 1,600.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've done it before.
Yeah, I think it happened last week, didn't it, maybe?
Yeah. And then so we're going to reach out. Billy V's going to check in. We're going to cover some USC from New Jersey. God, this is an East Coast. We got Ziggy from Rhode Island, Joe from Connecticut, and UFC from New Jersey. Billy V's from Delaware. We could be commuting up and down the I-5 if we were rocking and rolling. And then again, we're going to look at some of the I think this is the round three from the Farmers Open here in La Jolla. But the bottom line is, Johnny, I don't see any of the names that I recognize. So there may be another golf tournament out there somewhere that I printed up the sheets for.
Yeah, this morning two guys were 5 under, Gary Woodland and KJ Choi. The field's pretty wide open. Anybody could still win this tournament.
All right, so when we come back, we'll get it all at Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are sitting in front of a buffet of gambling opportunities. It's our all sports format. Now, remember, it doesn't matter what you're playing, whether it's college hoops, whether it's the NBA, NHL, racetracks. If you want to have a couple bucks on something and you don't want to have to check your phone to see the results, all you need is basic cable, the Watch Every Game box, watcheverygame.com, promo code radio saves you $50. I'm telling you right now, the movies, I make fun of my wife, but the movies really are cool. She had some friends over last night and they watched two different movies. They just love it. They just love it. All right, so welcome back. It's Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in house.
Extra fired up today.
We've got some missing in action. We got Sloppy is in a baseball tournament, I think, for his alumni. So old guys playing baseball, that's always scary. Tommy's not feeling well. He may call in and cover some UFC and some horses.
Yeah, I miss Tommy. I thought he was going to teach me the Super Bowl shuffle.
Mo's missing in action. We've sent out a distress signal for Mo. But we're going to head over. Before we get to Joe in Connecticut, we're going to get out to Brad in Vegas, because holy cow, when I saw the name on the board, I said, he is alive. He is alive.
What's up, Brad?
How's it going, Chess?
What are you thinking, man?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, right. Hey, Johnny, how you doing, brother? Yeah, long time no talk. Sorry. I've been sleeping in on Saturday, so
nothing wrong with that. I'm looking for. I talked to the guys from the radio station this week about. It's been a while since I've done that. I'm really looking forward to my first Saturday sleeping in.
Right. Yeah. So, but hey, listen, it's great to hear you guys. Actually, I got some good news. Well, today it's my birthday, so I turned.
Hey, happy birthday!
Right.
But I'm not happy about that.
How old are you?
It's 38.
Yeah, you got a while yet.
Yeah, but it's knocking at 40 number. I was okay at 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, going a little over there. But hey, listen, I like the last guy that called in about the horse racing. Horse racing, it's become a tough sport to understand exactly what he's talking about, because I was actually, when I was playing a couple of days ago, I mean, there's two or three chalks, and then there's nothing, So, I mean, you really can't make any money. Exactors are paying $8, $10, the return on the money isn't there anymore, And it's, there's been a shortage of horses, I think. I know California has struggled, because I lived in San Diego.
Oh, big time.
I'm glad they added that second meet, but the meets have gotten shorter and shorter. And then, like you said, I think, I've been all over the country, and Johnny D's point was, or yours, was when you go to these different tracks. Like I've been to Sam Houston Park. There's a track in Austin, Texas. You should see this place. Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing, Brad, there's nothing worse, like you said, than you go up to cash and you bet 24 and you're getting back 17.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
and you won the race.
And then when they really get you is when you do have that chalk that you bet. You're like, all right, I'm gonna step out a little bit. He's the best of the best, and then he runs third.
Yeah, no doubt.
But hey, listen, let's get to the real sports. I don't really bet a lot of basketball. Basketball is tough to bet. The swings are too much. Like you said earlier, when you went to bed, Golden State was down, and they ended up covering that spread that night. I remember the game.
Yeah, yeah.
The spread was 17.5, and
right.
They won by 20. Yeah. So I saw that. It was what? The Mavericks, I think it was. All right. So, but let's talk about football for a minute. This is my specialty, I'm a Cam Newton fan, or at least I was, but I think in this game, one, I think the points are going to be good, but I really think that, what Cam came on and said about, he's taking it to heart with what people are talking about as far as him dancing, y'all. So that, and it's a distraction for the team. He's made it a distraction. And when you go into a Super Bowl week, you don't want those, or week, 2 weeks, you don't want that. So I really think that Denver's, on a fast track, which, it's going to be, is going to give them, and that defense, like I said, they don't need any, they don't need any help. They're the best in the NFL.
No doubt.
You know, and then Cam Newton coming out and saying, you know, this and that, you know, and he's gotten that point where he's matured, but he took a step back in this last, you know. And it's not going to be that easy, you know. And you go back to the Seattle game when they didn't score any points in the second half, and this defense in Denver is not going to be as forgiving.
Hey, can I throw in something real fast?
Yes,
along the same lines of what you're talking about, let's talk about Von Miller. He's a beast. MVP of the game. He's on a prop bet. He's at plus 2,000. So,
oh, wow.
3-1.
To make what? To make an interception? Or?
No, MVP. MVP.
Oh, MVP. Okay, yeah. MVP, yeah. Yeah, and you know what? He's got a shot, like I said. And I think that's where, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's where I think this game. All right, Peyton Manning, we know, all right? He's at the end of his rope. We know that. But I really think the defense is going to be, somebody on the defense is going to be MVP. And that's who's going to win this game.
Von Miller.
Think, well, you know, and, you know, and they're going to get after Cam, and they're going to, you know, he's going to try and do his thing. And I really think that, you know, they're gonna shut him down.
Yeah, Brad, one thing I do remember during the year is how many times I watched Denver games and the final score was an under.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 16-10,
yep.
13-8.
19-10,
you know, yeah,
19, exactly.
Yeah, right, 19. And that's what this game, I think, you know, like I said, Peyton's limited to what he can do offensively, you know. I mean, unless they get, you know, because Carolina's, you know, their front three there in the middle on defense is pretty solid. So, once again, they're not going to be able to run the ball, which is going to make Peyton throw those short little passes, you know, here and there, and then hopefully, you know, sting them every once in a while. But he's not, I mean, they're not going to put up 40 points.
You know, the one thing I got to chime in on, though, on the Cam Newton thing is, you know, I played football a lot. I played football before I went to high school. I played football in high school. I played football in college. The bottom line is, you could add my five best years together on those teams. I don't think we got 17 W's.
Right.
So you can't even comprehend a kid that's that he's still that young handling that much success. They're just having fun. I don't know if the distraction issue is really going to be an issue in house or it's made up by the media until they feel a little bit of heat. Now remember, they said he talked at halftime this last game because of what happened of the game before that with Seattle. The Seattle made that a ball game, and it should have been over.
Right, yeah. All he had to come out with score maybe a touchdown, it had been over.
So early in this game, it really is going to be interesting to see what happens because the facts are that if they get behind the eight ball, and like you said, Von Miller, you know, hit somebody and they fumble and they return it for a touchdown, and all of a sudden Denver's got the lead. You know what? The lead, Manning, is dangerous because he doesn't beat it. He won't beat you.
He's a surgeon, yeah.
Hey, I've got a new line in the game. It's Carolina by 6 now.
Yeah, they said it could go up. They said it could go up, and the money's all Carolina money, but you know what? See New England.
And the thing is, I'm kind of waiting, you know. I didn't know it went up the steps. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait because I think it's going to continue to go up because people are riding that Carolina deal. But I just really think that defense, like you said, somebody, you know, they're going to make some plays. You know, there's going to be some fumbles and interceptions there. You give Peyton a 10-point lead, and he's going to, like I said, he's a surgeon.
I talk about that in my book, Betting the Second Half, available on Amazon, that right. if you like the chalk, you know, get your bet in. But if you like the underdog, sit around for a while.
Right.
Get to the back. You know, let the guy in front of you. No, you go. Especially at halftime when you only got 12 minutes and you're watching the line move 3 or 4 points.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Take as many points as you can. If you can get 6.5 and you can buy it up to 7, when's the last time you had a Super Bowl and you had a team that had Peyton Manning and you're getting 7 points?
And you're getting 7, yeah.
But before I let you go, and we'll talk again next week, I just want to remember, I told my son who's a Denver fan, enjoy this 2 weeks because remember what Seattle did to Denver? I could see Carolina doing it as well. So we'll talk.
And you know, and that's the only thing I'm worried about too is like you said, you mentioned a lot of people they're having fun. They remind me of Pete Carroll. Seahawks.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Too much fun.
Yeah,
and they couldn't lose. So.
Yeah,
but hey, listen, it's great. Like I said,
yeah, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
And then I'm
happy birthday.
Because thank you, and the Saints. Because that way I get to come back to San Diego because the Saints are coming. So,
there you go. All right, they're home. Baby.
For 2 games.
All right, so let's. We'll talk to you later, Brad. Let's get out to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, thanks for holding because I know you've had a busy week. How'd the job interview go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I got to the track a little early there. I ended up hitting the early pick 3 at Aqueduct. It
didn't pay anything amazing, but Rudy Rodriguez had a horse in the second figure, and I had him wheeled in doubles.
Yeah, Ziggy told me he thought you hit the double, but he wasn't sure about the triple or the pick three.
Yeah, so I got a little lucky. It paid for my stay. It was a nice visit for me.
Good for you. Now, so did you get a chance to look at the withers?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, what happens with the early prep races is there's just so many of these grade threes that happen at the end of January, beginning of February. The horses are so spread out. And, you know, that's why we're seeing these 6-7 horse field. That's why the withers is only the fourth on the card today. But in the withers, there's a horse, King Krantz, the four. And, you know, he's 8-1 morning line. Don't get me wrong. I think the chalk is going to be tough here. Flexibility. You know, he won the Jerome a few weeks ago at Aqueduct. He was second to Moynihan, is running down the Holy Bull today. But I think King Krantz has a nice running style, especially for the inner dirt at Aqueduct. He's sprinter pedigree all over the board, and he's stretching out for the first time. You know, this is where we figure out, you know, where each horse belongs as far as their distance specialties. And, you know, he'll be a nice wager because he's going to be in the race. He's going to be close to the feet. He definitely has the class to hang with these horses. Whether he has the pedigree to make it that mile and a 16th at the weather is another question. But at 8-1, I think he's a nice play.
Yeah, you know what? And just so you know, we're coming up to a break. I know you held as we talked to the birthday boy, but if you can, I'd love to hold you over after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more. You got time to hang?
Yeah, I got some time. Yes, talk about the Holy Bull after that.
So did you get? Yeah, so you got a chance to listen to Ziggy's comments on the Holy Bull?
I didn't care. Who do you like in the Holy Bull?
You know what he said? It's really a waste of time betting that race. You know?
Yeah, you know. It happens with these 7-6-7 horse fields. Him and my father think I'm crazy sometimes. But
all right,
Joe,
hold that thought, Joe. We're going to come back from break. We're going to finish up covering the prep races for the Kentucky Derby on Sports Betting Weekly.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance your ownership experience. Their friendly, experienced staff will be happy to respond to any questions you may have about sales, service, or parts. Fuller Honda has the whole lineup, from the Accord to the Civic to the CRV to the all-new Pilot. They have the right vehicle for your family. Best of all, this new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. Stop into Fuller Honda today, and they will exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Think Fuller Honda. Great prices, great selections, and great deals, where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
When it comes to selling your home, no one can offer you the services a renovation realty agent can. There are circumstances that arise in everyone's life, like a death in the family. Siblings are often left to deal with a parent's home, estate sale, taxes, lowball offers, and on and on. Let a renovation realty agent show you examples of clients that they have helped in the same exact situation and how they've helped them through the entire process and made them more money than they could ever have dreamed of, with no out-of-pocket expenses. Renovation Realty, 1-800-643-6060, and Renovation Realty.
If you have relatives or friends that live outside the country, let them know that they don't need to travel to Mexico to obtain their credential to vote abroad. Instead, they can do it at some consulates beginning in February 2016. All they need to do is present their original birth certificate, photo ID, and proof of address abroad. To find participating consulates, go to votoextranjero.mx or call 01-800-433-2000. National Electoral Institute. INE. This Sunday on the National Hour, they'll visit Monterrey, Nuevo León through the lens of the traveling photographer. They'll also talk with writer Juan Villoro from the Library of the National College. In their culinary segment, they'll dine on some tamales from Veracruz. And in music, they'll go to Guanajuato to enjoy the music of Paulino Monroy. Sunday night at 10 p.m., it's the National Hour with Ilion Rodriguez and Pepe Campa, a production of the RTC of the Secretary of Government. Government of the Republic.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in house.
Right here with you.
Jonathan from San Antonio is checking. You know, I love the shows, Johnny D, when we've got many, many states represented. Now, Jonathan was sick last week. He did send in his picks. I think he split last week. But he, up to that point, was giving us a lot of winners. Remember, the second half of the show is a perfect segment for SixBetsAGame.com, the sponsor. SixBetsAGame is data that's worth its weight in winning tickets. Last week, swept on the totals. Those are the only two plays. It was the under in the first game and the over in the second game. The under in the first game was a little tricky, and then that second half rolled around, and they just didn't score. So 2 for 2 last week. They won the pool, our CBS against the spread pool. But more importantly, the mythical bankroll returned 69% for the season. I like that number. I like that number. Let's head back out to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, we covered the Withers a little bit. You're saying that flexibility is going to be tough. I'm not sure. We're gonna get some future pool lines going here after these next couple races because they got one more week or two more weeks, and then they get into the real races.
Yeah, then they start getting down to, you know, the Fountain of Youth rolls along, right, and you'll be able to see what horses like the distance and have that talent to cover some ground.
And you mentioned that. You mentioned the distance. Now, today they're all a mile and a 16th. The El Camino Real and Golden Gate goes up to a mile and 8th, but then they're all a mile and a 16th until March. And then they just crank it up a furlong at a time, you know?
Yeah, just one furlong. It's funny because, you know, the Derby's a mile and a quarter. The Preakness is just about that mile and 3/16th. The Belmont, you know, here to California. And then, you know, there's not many mile and a quarter races in general, so it's a crapshoot.
And everybody says, well, you know, it's only one more furlong. How bad could that be? I can't tell you how many tickets I had. When I was at Striders, introducing the show to Striders, I was talking to Val at the bar. He's one of the bartenders. And so there was this guy screaming for the two who was leading on the backstretch on a turf race. And I looked at Val, and I asked him, you know anything about horse racing? He goes, no. I said, this two ain't got a shot. When was the last time you saw a turf race where the horse leading going into the backstretch finished the race in front?
Yeah, very rarely, unless it's a long, long race and he just walks around the track.
Right, you get a 16-length lead or something, exactly.
Yeah, something crazy.
All right, let's talk Withers.
Yeah, so the Withers, I like King Kranz. I mean, you know, he's 8-1, he's worth a shot. I think he has tactical speed. I think on the inner dirt, he's a perfect fit for that surface. The stretch out will be tough, but, you know, stranger things have happened as far as horses outrunning the pedigrees.
All right, let's go, and you covered that, so let's go to the Holy Bull.
So the Holy Bull, it's a, you know, six-horse field. It's going to be tough to make money just betting this race. But an angle I've been liking a lot lately is finding a horse that's going to be 4 or 5 to 1 and wheeling them in doubles and trying to make a little bit of money. That's what I did yesterday. The horse in the second at Aqueduct was 5 to 1 morning line. I wheeled him in doubles, and he ended up winning the doubles, paid all right. And you can pick up some money that way, but in this race at Gulfstream, this horse at 5 went off the favorite in Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Greenpoint Crusader. He's Dominic Chitino's horse. He's a New York-based trainer, wins at 15%, you know, a little bit lesser known. He gets a better jockey in John Velasquez. He absolutely romped in the Champagne, which, you know, our East Coasters love those preps, and then he had an awful trip in the Breeders' Cup, just awful. And he's coming back today. He's 8-5 morning line, but all the talk this week has been about Moynihan. They paid $2.2 million for this horse. He's McLaughlin's horse. He's Shadwell. They love him. He's going to go off the big favorite. I feel that Mark Cossey gets a lot of respect at Gulfstream, and this horse, the 4, Conquest Big E, is going to be the second choice. I think there's an opportunity here for this 5, Greenpoint Crusader, to be a bit of an overlay, and you'll see a little bit of value with wheeling him in doubles with the horse in the next race, because the next race is a loaded maiden claiming race on the turf where, you know, we have no idea how.
No, anytime you push all, I don't like to, you know, don't get me wrong. I push tickets, you know, I've done that job, so I understand they do a great job, but I like dealing with the machine, you know? And anytime you push all, you're making a major investment, especially if it's, you know, a 7, 8, 10 horse field, but if you get the first half, you're guaranteed you could root for the dog.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling to sit there and, you know, the money's in your pocket. You're already spending it. You don't even have to worry about losing it. It's just staying there. It depends who wins that next one.
Exactly. All right, you know what? We wish you a lot of luck with the job, because that'd be pretty cool. Also appreciate your taking the time to read the race inform, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk soon. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Johnny. When they come out and they talk to ponies, they're doing us a favor, because we got a lot. I mean, look at all the sheets. And now I look like your desk in front of me. You normally do this much research. I got 7, 8, 10 different pieces of paper here. I don't have time to get all the ink on my fingers from the race inform, so I appreciate their efforts. And like I said, we're not fooling around. Last year, if you'll remember, we had the trifecta in the Kentucky Derby, and we're looking to do it again this year.
Yeah,
so let's head out to Jonathan in San Antonio. Jonathan, you feel better?
Throw the flag.
All right, so we lost Jonathan. If he calls back, we'll get him right on.
We still have 400 prop bets in the Super Bowl.
Let's go to Marvin in Las Vegas. Marvin, are you much of a prop bet player?
On what, prop bet?
Yeah,
Super Bowl.
I might put one or two in. I mean, I'm not going to be like Mark Cuban and hit $20 million on the first play of the game. But
you know. Jeez.
I might hit one or
him
two
and Mayweather
in the course of the game.
Yeah,
but are we picking this week, or are we picking next week?
We're picking next week, but this week we got a lot of things on the board. You got any winners you can give out? That's what we're looking for.
I didn't get a chance to go by stations. I know I told you I would, but yep. I was so tired from work, I just came on home. So give me like 4 or 5 of them, and I'll tell you what I think on the prop bet. I want to dive into some NBA.
Well, you know what? We're talking about the MVP. The only one that's a favorite is Newton. Everybody else is plus money. Payton's plus 350. What are some of the other ones, Johnny D.?
Did we have him?
We were talking about Von Miller plus 2,000 MVP. We haven't talked about first touchdown of the game. I've got a sleeper I kind of like.
Who's that?
Ed Dixon plus 2,500. I saw Cam throw one to him in the corner of the end zone last week. So maybe I'll have that
play. 2,500 Ed Dixon if he scores first?
Yeah.
I think I'll take Owen Daniels. First touchdown of the game.
Well, you know what? Here's the way I do it, and I've hit like 4 of the last 5 years. I kind of look at what they've done through the year, but then I look at the last few games, and if you look at the only game that Manning started, he hit him twice.
That's going to be a good pick. So I would probably go lay $100 on Owen Daniels to score the first TD of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is when you are, as a quarterback, are comfortable, you see what New England does. You drop the ball in New England, not only don't they throw it to you, they don't put you on the field.
Hey, Greg Olson, plus 800. It's another one to take a look
at. That's a pretty good one, too. Wow, they got some pretty good odds on these first touchdowns. Only one person is going to get it, though. So.
Yeah, no. And you know what? I've had a few, because that's what I do every year. I usually don't even bet the game. I'm only betting the props. Because by the end of the season, I'm pretty much toast anyway. But what happens is, if they go a while and Denver's defense kicks it up, you could literally get to halftime and your tickets are still live. It's a long halftime when you've got the first player to score the touchdown and it's 6-3.
Right. I think we could see a defensive touchdown in this game with the pass rushing of Von Miller ability and DeMarcus Ware along with Wolf. You could see
plus you got that other team.
Score.
Don't forget that other team is all it takes is one receiver to miss one of his complicated audibles on Denver. Because, you know, man, he's up there. You never know if he's telling the truth or he's lying when he's audibling. And one guy he cuts left instead of right. And the next thing is Luke is in the end zone with a touchdown again.
I always like that spider 2-wide banana play.
I think Manning could be in some trouble on Sunday. But
all right, so check it out during the week, and then we're looking forward next week. It's going to be all Super Bowl talk.
Awesome, real talk. Can we jump into some NBA right quick? You know, I'm
yeah. Today. Let us know. Give us a winner.
Well, I'm really all about next Saturday, Super Bowl Eve. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going into Golden State to play. Should be a great game. Probably could be the game of the year. Hopefully, even a precursor to it.
Do they have enough light bulbs for the scoreboard in that game?
Man, I don't even care what the over is. I'm taking it over. I don't care. Yesterday it was 222 with the Rockets, and it still went over.
Yep.
So, but I'm taking it over. One quick stat with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant leads the NBA in 40-point games. No other player. I think LeBron James is second with 36, but KD's had 4 less years to play in the NBA.
Yep.
Kevin Durant has 45 40-point games.
That's amazing.
Incredible stat.
When is that game? Saturday? Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, we'll talk to you next week then, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right. Jonathan, you get back on?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man?
I'm doing better, man. I was just a little under the weather last week. So.
No, I talked to a lot of the listeners during the week, and we got people, their whole family was sick. So it wasn't just you.
Yeah. And last week, I wish I could have split, but I actually went 0-2.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Yeah, because I took the Patriots, and I think everybody in the world took the Patriots. And then I also took the Cardinals, and I look like a fool. So,
well, you know what?
Why is everybody looking at me?
You weren't alone. You weren't alone. You know that. You weren't alone. There was a lot of Cardinal money line action out there. But it's funny because I texted Nick. Nick was from Arizona. He's one of our callers, Jonathan. He does reverse picks when it's just so obvious. Everything says this one side. He goes the other way. And I asked him, I said, this New England sure is setting up for that. And he said no, he's going to stay with the Patriots. And, of course, we saw what happened. Now, I wanted to thank you because I know we dropped the call. We were bouncing up against the break. When we come back, we're going to have Billy Vickers on, Jonathan. So can you hold on through this break, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you ever, Jonathan, do you ever bet any UFC?
I do. I bet the bigger fights.
Right.
I don't follow it to bet anything else. I bet like the Holly Holm. I bet on Holly Holm or Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, right.
Now it's Conor McGregor.
Right.
Stuff like that. But
yeah, and the reason I bring it up is because Billy V's on, and he's amazing. He doesn't really even bet on the games. He's just one of our guys that we know that knows his stuff, and he sits there and he breaks down the fight, and you know what? He gets us a lot more winners than losers. So when we come back, we got Jonathan from San Antonio, Billy Vickers on UFC. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We got Johnny D in studio and a full board of callers. So we're going to get right out right now to Jonathan. Jonathan in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Jonathan, we checked into the Westgate this morning. We got out of the elevator. We go to the sports books. What's the first thing you're looking at?
Well, actually, I'm going to go for the game that starts in about 15 minutes. West Virginia versus at Florida. I think West Virginia is one of those teams that's like that little brother that never goes away. One of the most annoying defensive teams. They force a lot of turnovers. They're averaging 19.8 turnovers a game, 10.8 steals a game, which leads the nation in both categories.
That's a lot of steals.
Yeah, and they also do foul a lot. That pressure defense kind of gets you in foul trouble. But they got nine players averaging 14 minutes or more. And the one positive that they have is they can afford to foul a little bit because Florida is a horrendous 62% at the line.
For the
so,
team.
Yeah, they're going to give Florida space. They're going to force a lot of turnovers. The other thing that I want, they got their four front court, Jason Carter, Miles, Page, and Phillip have 136 steals between them. That's a crazy number. Florida's going to be without their leading three-point shooter. He got knocked in the head last week by an elbow, so he's out with a concussion. I just think everything's pointing West Virginia. It's a small minus one spread. I actually jumped from last night was plus one, and this morning it's actually at minus one. So I was fortunate. I got it at plus 1.5, I think, and now it's actually West Virginia minus one.
That's nice.
But I think they're going to run Florida out of their building.
You gotta love being early on a line move like that, don't you?
Rack them.
Caller
of the day.
Yeah. There. Hey, you know what? Think about that. If you're averaging 62% as a team, that means you got some guys that really suck.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got guys that can't shoot free throws. I just think West Virginia's got that. They run all game long. I don't see them ever do a half court defense. So Florida's not going to be ready for it. It's a tough system to beat. Your offense has to be super efficient, and Florida just really is, and it's kind of inconsistent.
So, perfect. All right, now Jonathan, next Saturday we're talking all props and Super Bowls. So do your homework and come with some winners.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you then, buddy.
Bye.
All right, let's get Billy V on the line. We're going to talk to Mo, too. Mo was missing in action last week. I hope everything's okay with you and Chase.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Mo and you.
Oh, Mo, okay. Yeah, things are going well.
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to UFC today. A lot of good fights. One of my favorites is fighting today.
No, I don't know Billy V. Billy V, I don't know if you heard earlier, I was talking, we had a Rhode Island caller, we had a Connecticut caller, you're from Delaware, and the fights are in New Jersey.
Boom.
We should be on the East Coast, we'd be rocking the joint.
Too damn cold for me, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of cold, hey Mo, what's the weather there this morning in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Freezing.
Yeah, chilly, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so Billy V, let's talk some MMA UFC.
Well, I don't want to take up a lot of time. There's a lot of great undercard fights tonight. Sage Northcutt is fighting tonight, and if you're a fan of him, you know he went up a weight class this fight, and they've got the under pegged at even. And I believe that he's going to have his hands full with Brian Barberena.
Barberena. Barberena.
Head to the over on this. He's been ending his fights early, but now I think with the jump in weight class, he's going to be maybe a little more tentative. You know, dealing with a guy that's 10 pounds heavier, and it might make him a little more tentative. So I think we're going to be looking more toward the second half of the
fight. Will go 1.5.
But I take Sage as the winner on this one, and I think the over is a safer bet than the even though under is an even bet.
Well, no, it really, and if what it's saying here is that the over is minus 140, so that's what they're thinking has happened. But And this is what we talked about all summer, Mo, with Billy V, is he tells us what he thinks going to happen, and then we kind of translate it. Well, you got Sage Northcutt is minus 350. So if you're throwing $100 down, you're getting back $30. But you throw $140 down, you get a Ceno back on the over, and it's just, it's half as much risk, literally a third as much risk.
Yeah, I'm not one big on putting down a ton of money to get a little back. It's not the regardless if I like the bet or not. I'm just not big.
Well,
on.
You gotta hit 9 out of 10. You hit 8 out of 10, you break even.
Yeah, sad.
All right, Billy. Talk another bout.
Then we got the headlining fight: Ryan Bader versus Anthony Johnson. And I just feel like Ryan is on the way out. I think Anthony Johnson is poised to win this fight and then go on and fight the champ, Cormier, for the title. The only guy standing in his way is Johnny Bones Jones, who's had a lot of personal problems in the past couple of years. So, I think this is Anthony Johnson's time. And we're going to look, the over on this is 2.5. And I think because of the durability of Ryan Bader, he's a great defensive player. It's like he goes in there, he doesn't fight to win. He goes in there not to lose. He's very compact. And Anthony Johnson is a very long and lean fighter. He's got very long arms, freakishly long arms. And I think he's going to stay on the outside and tack. And that's going to make the fight go longer past the 2.5 mark.
Now, these are the final one. Is it 5 rounds?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you only got to get halfway.
Right.
And again, we talk about that, Billy, all the time, because I've been at a couple different bars with you watching UFC. And what happens is the fight goes past that 1.5 minutes because they're 3-minute rounds. Right?
Right.
Or are they 5-minute rounds?
No, they're 5-minute
rounds. 5-minute
rounds.
So it goes
2.5 minutes.
Right.
So the second round.
It gets to 2.5 minutes. And there's nothing. There's nothing. You don't hear a scream. You don't hear a cheer. It's like the people in the sports bar don't even know that we just cashed. And right. I think what we've got to do is we've got to take a trip. We've got to go down to either TJ or out to Vegas for one of these UFCs, make it a sports betting weekly trip, because then you'll be able to hear people that understand cash and tickets is what it's all about, you know?
About 20 minutes. Let's go.
There you go. Johnny's going to send Steve out to start his car, warming up.
I'm flexible like that.
Now, there is an under that I like tonight against Jake Ellenberger and Tarek Saffiedine.
Yep.
Jake Ellenberger has been a big name in the UFC for a very long time. His brother fights. There's two Ellenbergers in the UFC. But Jake's coming off a lot of losses lately. He's kind of lost some momentum. And this Tarek is up and coming. And they've got the under at 2.5, and I just don't see this going that far.
Well, that's a big dog. That's plus 165, so that's a that'd be a nice play.
And then we also have Ben Rothwell. Let me get that fight up. Rothwell and Josh Barnett. Now, Josh Barnett is a badass. He's talks a lot of smack. He's very confident. But Ben Rothwell used to be this big, kind of lumberjack-looking guy with a pot belly, and he has slimmed down. He is cut. He is fit. His last fight, he's like, you're going to see a new Ben Rothwell. I'm going to take the title. I'm coming for all the big names in this sport. And, dude, he might just do it. And they have this pegged at 1.5. And I think he just might pull that off for the under. I'd say Ben Rothwell and the under.
Get in there and get the W, knock him out kind of, huh?
Yep, plus 190 for the under as well.
Awesome. Yeah, you know what? Anytime you can get those two teams parlays in UFC where you're taking the dog and you're taking the opposite of what the people are betting on, all of a sudden a two-teamer pays like a four-teamer. And that, that's a nice fight.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, and then you get 30 minutes. You get to do it all over again, Billy, because they got a whole card. And they start early today, right? They're starting as soon as we get off the air, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, isn't it? It says 3:30 on the card. That's 12:30 our time.
I'll have to get down.
Well, don't get me wrong. It's not right as we get off the air. We'll have a couple cocktails on us before then, but... All right, so what we'll do is we're keeping track of these, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, great job today, guys.
Have a good
Enjoying
weekend.
The show.
Yeah, Billy V, we like you. Appreciate your all your efforts. Hey, let's head out to Squeak. Squeak, Connecticut, checking in.
Yes, how are you?
We're doing good. We're covering a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff in front of us, Squeaks. We got a couple minutes left in the show, and we haven't even covered it all, but what are you thinking? What do you got?
I got a couple things. One is, we got to talk off the air, because I can't believe that you could bet UFC.
You could bet under overs. We'll go won't go. Yeah, we'll talk off the air. You got any winners you can give us?
Nope. Listen up. You know what? I haven't gotten too much into the horses today, but I was looking at the Withers.
Yep.
And there's a big favorite on there, Flexibility. Now, listen, if Ziggy called and he likes somebody else, you go with Ziggy because he's way better at this than me. But there's a horse, Sunny Ridge, not going to be a big price. I think the horse got a good shot.
Yeah, he's the second choice. But, Joe from Connecticut likes King Kranz there. So, you know, that might be a nice 2-4-7 try. And then what you do is you throw the Sunny Ridge on top, and you see what happens.
King Kranz don't look bad either, but I like Sunny Ridge.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
bye. All right, Johnny D, we got a minute. You want to talk some Aztecs hoops too, right?
College hoops, yeah, a couple of games. You know, we got Kentucky at Kansas going off in a few minutes. Jayhawks are 5-point favorites. I like them. 16-4 Iowa State at 17-3 Texas A&M. Aggies are 5-point favorites. I like Iowa State plus the points. Mountain West Conference Aztecs. San Diego State undefeated there in Vegas this afternoon playing UNLV.
What's the line?
UNLV's a 4.5-point favorite. I love the Aztecs plus the 4. And number one, Oklahoma, 6-point favorites over LSU. Ben Simmons has 15 double-doubles. I'll take LSU plus the points. There's some college hoops for you.
Yeah, LSU was Tommy's play last week and got us a push. Again, if you catch the podcast, sportsbettingweeklylive.com, I'm Second Half Chaz. Do me a favor, always be cashing.